West Coast 7XS, Mike O'Loughlin with you, and it's so lovely to see, travelling to the schools, the RFDS. We're talking Royal Flying Doctor Service Tasmania. And when they visit the schools, it's so educational, good for the kids. Now, the Royal Flying Doctor Service are calling it Look Up in the Sky, which to me sounds like a Superman promotion, but it's an educational program. But to find out more, I've got from the RFDS, the Tasmania Media Officer, Lana Best. Lana, good morning and welcome.
Oh, good morning, and we're very, very pleased to be coming into your area.
You are indeed. Now, tell me, you've got an interactive aeromedical plane simulator. Sounds kind of technical.
And look, it is pretty technical because it is based on the actual Royal Flying Doctor Service planes, and it's a Pilatus plane, and it's got everything that the real thing has. But the good thing is, all the kids in the school get to have a go. They get to be the pilot.
Oh, wow.
They get to handle the communications. They get to be a patient. They get to help the patient. And they get to find out all about the service.
Gee, I mean, that's good, isn't it? And I think the big thing, and we need to sort of, mums and dads can be aware of this, with the Royal Flying Doctor Service Look Up in the Sky, the educational program, you're actually helping kids be aware of it's a very important health message, if you will, delivered through this, and I think that's important. I was reading that in Tasmania, 15% of people smoke, 61% of people are overweight, 19% of people have three or more chronic health conditions, and I think you've just described me to a T. Childhood dental cavities, 55% higher. So it's all about improving the health literacy of young Tasmanians.
Yes, it certainly is, because we don't want our young people to grow up and need our service. We don't want them to phone us up looking for our mental health programs or our dental programs or our physical health programs. We want them to stay healthy, and we've got lots of really important health messages to give them. And, you know, some of the things we teach them is about how much sugar is in their food, so they're aware of that, and how to be physically active all the time, and how to really look after their teeth properly, because oral health problems is the most preventable cause of hospital admissions in Tasmania. So there's something we can really work on into the future.
And Lana, I think the good thing is too, the life-size replica of the fuselage and cockpit of a Flying Doctor aircraft, fully interactive. So obviously, like you said, the kids can hop in the cockpit. So you've got all the avionics, a propeller, flight simulator, stretchers, oxygen. I mean, this is just, it's like a great big toy for the kids, but they'll learn so much.
Oh, look, it certainly is. They have such a good time. The sort of things that they do in that simulator really opens their eyes to what it might be like to be a, you know, they might be thinking about becoming a pilot one day, or working in a medical field. And this can really excite them and leave an impression and put them on a path to something that could help other people.
And also learn so much more about their own health. Now, we need to remind people it's coming to the West Coast Tuesday the 3rd of November, Wednesday 4th, Thursday the 5th. On the Tuesday, it's at Strawn Primary School. Wednesday the 4th, Rosebery Primary School, and then Thursday the 5th at the Zeehan Primary School. So just to let you know, as well as going all over Tassie, of course, but that's in the West Coast. So it's 3, 4 and 5 of November, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Strawn, Rosebery and Zeehan. So looking forward to that. Lana Best, here, good to talk to you. Thanks so much, and looking forward to seeing the RFDS, and of course, look up in the sky. It's up, you guys.
That's right. And for many, they are real-life heroes. So we're very proud to be coming to your area.